The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Just a quick comment about the controversy between AOC and Representative Green. Here is what Ocasio-Cortez said of Green, and I quote, "This is a woman that's deeply unwell and clearly needs help. And her kind of fixation has lasted for several years now. At this point, I think the depth has raised concerns for other members as well. And so, you know, I think this is an assessment that needs to be made by the proper professional." Now, that is a statement from AOC concerning Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, please remember that AOC has spoken in glowing terms of terrorists. She has made numerous anti-Semitic comments and has made some absolutely outrageous statements. But as I said, now, Marjorie Taylor Greene is way far on the right. I don't know enough about her. I'm not going to try to make a judgment. But she's out there on the right. AOC is way, way, way out there on the left. And as far as the mainstream media is concerned, you can be a complete whack job on the left and still have credibility. But if you're a conservative and you are way out there on the right, well, then you're a nut job and need professional care. The battle between the two is not going to let up. And if Marjorie Greene is a complete loony bin nut job, why doesn't AOC accept the challenge to debate so the whole world could see what a nut job she is? She has refused to debate. She has refused to debate. I think that should tell you something. Hey, I was going to get to this earlier in the program, but we had things from Israel to talk about. Here is a case that we have been watching, a court case about Matthew Meineke. Matthew Meineke is a well-known Seattle street evangelist. People all over downtown Seattle know about Matthew. He preaches. He's a street preacher. Now, there aren't many street preachers around anymore. There used to be. I have done street preaching. And loved it. I think the real question is street preaching any longer effective? I think it used to be. I think it used to be pretty effective. Today, you could debate, does it really work? Is it really effective? And that's a debate we can have and so on and so forth. But there is absolutely no doubt whatsoever that street preaching is protected by the Constitution of the United States. Well, Matthew Meineke has been arrested on numerous occasions in Seattle because he was accused of harassment. Yeah, quote, a local T-shirt shop owner decided that the preaching from Matthew Meineke caused him to be angry, upset, and disturbed. That's a quote from the court documents. This T-shirt shop owner said that the preaching of Matthew Meineke caused him to be angry, upset, and disturbed. So therefore, the street preacher had to be silenced, and he was arrested and charged. The Pacific Justice Institute, that's headed up by Brad Dacus, began representing him, and here is good news. A King County court has found Matthew Meineke, the street evangelist, absolutely innocent. Quote, in a ruling, the judge found no evidence to support the allegations and rescinded the restraining order, according to the Pacific Justice Institute. One of the attorneys representing the street preacher said, quote, the freedoms afforded citizens under the First Amendment and the Washington Constitution, that's the state of Washington, have been upheld and justice has prevailed. Quote, according to Brad Dacus and the Pacific Justice Institute, anti-free speech assaults on street preaching have become more common, and the Pacific Justice Institute is always ready to defend their rights. So, good news in Washington State. You may have seen the very disturbing video of a street preacher in London. Did you see it? It kind of went viral. An older street preacher dressed very nicely was standing on a small ladder, probably 2-3 feet in the air. And he's preaching in a public spot in London, England. And he's preaching and he talks about marriage. And he quotes some scripture about marriage being between a man and a woman, that God's plan for marriage was between a man and a woman, which, by the way, is Orthodox Christian belief, and it has been for 2,000 years. I've seen the video. He was not being obnoxious. He was not calling people names. He was respectfully proclaiming the truth of Scripture. Police officers approached him, told him to come down off of the ladder. He said, why? And again, if you've seen the video, he was being respectful. He was just saying, why? What have I done? Well, the police said, we've gotten reports that what you're preaching is hate speech and it's upsetting people. And he basically said, well, I can't help that. I'm preaching God's word. I have a right to do that. Anyway, long story short, he's an elderly gentleman. The police rough him up, handcuff him, and take him off to jail. Very disturbing. That happened in England. You've heard about the two preachers in Canada that have been jailed for defying the COVID-19 health restrictions. And now we have this street preacher in Washington who was arrested, sent to jail, simply because he was standing on a street corner preaching. There is an attack, not only on our freedom of speech, but on freedom of religion as well. Once again, you know, you may say, well, you know, street preaching, you come off like a fanatic and it doesn't work anymore. Okay, fine. You certainly have a right to your opinion, but you don't have a right to your facts. Street preaching, street evangelism is absolutely protected by the Constitution of the United States. And I got news. Now, I haven't done street preaching in a long time, but if I felt led of God to do so, I certainly would. And if someone else honestly, truly believes that God is calling them to do street preaching, I am in no way going to tell them that this is not God's will. I have a very dear friend in Phoenix, Arizona. He's from Egypt. Every weekend, he does street preaching. He does like chalk talks and does street preaching in Phoenix, Arizona. And almost every weekend, People accept Christ as Savior as a result of his standing on a street corner and proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. You may not think it's your cup of tea, but we cannot determine whether that's God's will for someone else. And it absolutely is protected by the Constitution. So this is a big win in Washington State, one of the most liberal states in America. Matthew Meineke in Seattle can continue to preach the gospel on the streets of Seattle. God bless him. And may his tribe increase. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Breaking news. I mentioned it earlier in the program, but if you did not hear it then, and if you have not heard it from other sources, yesterday, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, said if you are fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. You don't need to wear a mask outside. You don't need to wear a mask inside. You don't need to wear a mask around vaccinated people. You don't need to wear a mask around unvaccinated people. You don't need to wear a mask at all. You can throw it away. You can burn it. But Ohio yesterday was not going to lift their mask mandate until June 2nd. So that put the state of Ohio in contradiction to the CDC. And we talked about that yesterday. And I made a little prediction. I said within 24 hours, Mike DeWine is going to change his mind and lift the mask mandate here in the state of Ohio to coincide with the CDC. And sure enough, he did. Well, why wouldn't he? If the CDC is the authority, the scientific source, why would any state hold out? Some states are. So anyway, Ohio now has lifted the mask mandate. And I got a question, because there's going to be a lot of confusion. In the little bit of research that I've been able to do during the commercial breaks, most of the major big companies like Kroger, Giant Eagle, Home Depot, they right now, today, I think this is going to change in the next 48 hours, but I could be wrong. Right now they're saying, well, okay, the CDC said it, but if you come in our store, you're still going to have to wear a mask. Really? CDC says that you don't need a mask, but Kroger says you do? It's Open Phone Friday. Let me throw this question out, and I'd love to hear from you. If you are fully vaccinated, and the CDC has said, throw your mask away, Governor DeWine, the state of Ohio, and the Ohio Department of Health has said, throw your mask away, and Kroger says, you can't come in our store without a mask, how are you going to respond? I just want to know. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. And I'm not saying there's a right or a wrong answer. I'm just really curious about you folks. Okay, maybe you're not even vaccinated. Are you going to obey the mask orders if companies, Kroger, Home Depot, Giant Eagle, a local restaurant, Tuffy Motors, National Tire and Battery, I don't know. What are you going to do? How are you going to respond? My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. You going to burn your mask in the parking lot of Kroger? You gonna wear it? I'm just really curious how you folks are going to respond. Tell me about it. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Phone lines are filling up. I've got one phone line available, and I think we can get in at least one call before the top of the hour, and then we'll take other calls afterwards. First is Carol in Granville. Carol, you're on Bob Bernie Live. Welcome. How are you going to respond to this mask controversy?
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
I wanted to make a comment that I understand the reason Kroger's has not changed their requirement. They said until all their employees have been vaccinated, they are doing this for the sake of their employees as well.
Okay.
To protect them. And I appreciate that. Some of their employees are younger and perhaps have not been able to get vaccinated yet. I think that will change once that happens. And I'm glad that the mandate for masks is now lifted.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to make another comment. I heard your program yesterday, and it was in regard to the sweepstakes that Governor DeWine is offering.
Yeah.
That grieves my heart, and I tell you why. That appeals to a lot of people, perhaps for the amount of money. That is our taxpayer money that we have at one time paid. I would love to see that money go to help many people, not just a few.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Anyone receiving that, how are they going to pay the taxes on it? It's not a good plan at all, appealing to people to want to do that in order to win that huge amount of money. Why not
yeah.
give that money to many people, even
I,
if it's only a...
Yeah. I agree, Carol. I think it's very unwise.
It is.
And evidently, this was an idea that he came up with all by himself, not with consultation of legislature. He didn't ask the Attorney General about the legality of it. I know that. But I very unwise and a very foolish use of money. Carol, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. With Carol hanging up, I've got one phone line available. How are you going to respond? 877-BOB-LIVE.